Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life. All right, hey everybody, I'm Josh, I'm here with Scott, and we just got done a minute ago seeing the kids off to CentraKid.
That's right. We had a week of vacation Bible school and turned right around and sent them away on a camp.
That's right, that's right. So we appreciate your prayers for, I think it's about, I don't know the exact number, but I think it's about 25 third through fifth graders that are going to spend the week doing all kinds of fun stuff, being in God's Word, worshiping, doing fun activities, and it's just a great experience.
Yeah, they're at a wonderful location, very natural, a woodsy river setting.
Yep.
But we really need to pray for Jason Miller.
Yeah.
Who's who has vacation Bible school now camp back to back.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked sharp and looked like he was ready to roll this morning.
He did. He did.
Pray for the kids.
Yep. So they'll be there till Friday. Mm-hmm. And then we had a great Sunday. On Sunday, we had just finished VBS, as you mentioned, so we had the kids on the stage leading worship at the beginning of it, which was really sweet. And then you kicked off the Galatians study for the summer.
That's right. And I have said it so many times, I hope everybody who's a regular to Grace or a regular listener to sermons or this podcast knows why we're doing Galatians in relation to Acts. So I won't repeat that. Go back and listen to the sermon, just go back and listen to the sermon, because there is a big connection between the two. But we did push pause in Acts, picked up with the book of Galatians, and we're talking about what it means to be justified or made right with God by faith, by grace through faith in Christ alone. That's our theme. So yeah, started out Sunday with the Apostle Paul, stating his astonishment, his amazement that people who he led to Christ and brought the faith to and tried to ground in the faith are now walking away from the gospel, the gospel of grace, and picking up a gospel of works and a gospel of human merit in any form is against the gospel. And that's what he's addressing. He starts the letter, and now we'll launch in for the summer.
That's right. That's right. I'm sure this is not new for a lot of people, but a lot of times when Paul opens a letter, it's very flowery and he gives a long expression of love for the people receiving the letter. But like in this one, he says something about himself and about the Lord, and then he's like, boom.
That's right.
He just starts laying into
him.
That's right.
Lays in hard and really tried to make sure people understand that's love. I think our human way sometimes of thinking that love is to be affirmed in everything, and take the edge off of everything. And I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of taking the edge off of so much. That's not, when the edge needs to be there, when it's important, it's not loving to take it off. And so Paul doesn't take the edge off, because he loves these people. He doesn't want them to flounder in their faith or walk away from the faith. He doesn't want them to live a miserable life.
That's right.
A life of works righteousness and never certain that you've measured up and ever shifting standards. And oh my goodness, it's just awful.
Yep.
And so out of love, he lays right in and says, I'm astonished.
Yeah.
That you're turning from him, God, for a different gospel. And then he launches the rest of it from there. So,
well, we got the whole summer ahead of us. What are your hopes that this study will do?
Well, I'm praying that Galatians will be a good time of renewal, like all the books of the Bible. But we always need the gospel. I've been reading a lot about Puritans recently. I say a lot. I've been reading some. I don't want to act like I'm a Puritan scholar when I'm not. But I am reading. I do read Puritans, and I'm reading them. But I'm also reading what others are writing about who the Puritans were. So I've been reading about experiential or experimental Christianity,
right?
Which means that the truth of the Christian faith is doesn't remain at the level of just notions you know, but it works its way into the regenerated heart, mm-hmm. and is lived. And so it's a lived faith.
Yeah.
Christianity is a lived faith. And so, you know, when we're pounding home what the gospel is and making sure we have the purity of the gospel, the whole point is for the gospel to be experienced.
Right.
In its assurance, in its joy, and in its power to transform a heart, and from a heart transformed, filled with the Spirit, a gospel to produce things like the fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I'm praying for renewal. What would that mean? I hope some people come to faith in Christ. I hope people who have been in faith, who have lost a sense of the joy of the gospel, mm-hmm. and the power of the gospel, have a renewed sense of it and return to that kind of living. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that if anybody really is messed up, I say messed up, but you know, like confused about what the actual gospel is, like the actual doctrine of it, there's some clarity.
Yeah.
Cleared up. What some might say, oh, so you want to create a more chill congregation by giving them grace. I would say the opposite. Mm-hmm. Chill Christianity is a Christianity that doesn't understand grace.
Yeah.
When you understand the grace of God, it ain't about being chill. It's about being passionate. Mm-hmm. It's about being assured of our faith. It's about knowing that we have peace with God. And then it's about just having a flood of energy to walk in holiness and obedience and bear the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. Mm-hmm. So, you know, rather than having a chill church because we've finally gotten grace, I'd like a powerful, energetic, evangelistic, loving, pure, and holy church because we've gotten the gospel.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that the energy thing is helpful because if salvation ultimately lies in your own hands, mm-hmm. you're going to spend all your energy trying to be or appear righteous, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's exhausting because it's impossible. Mm-hmm. And so frees us up. And earlier you talked about assurance and joy and things like that. Like we can't have assurance if it's all in our own hands. That's not if right. we're being honest.
That's right.
We can't really have joy because we can't have assurance.
Yeah.
If it's in our own hands, mm-hmm. If we're really being honest. So we either yeah. have to fool ourselves into thinking that we can be righteous enough, mm-hmm. Or we have to spend just every waking moment of the day trying to ensure that we, you know, dot all our I's and cross all our T's
yeah.
for everything, which is just sounds exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we have this amazing way as humans to just check out. Mm-hmm. It gets overwhelming. All right, think about what we do with like current events. Now, some people are just like that's what drives them, and they make a living at dealing with current events, writing about them, commentating about them, being. And some people, it fits their personality to be exercised about current events. Okay, great. But there are a lot of people, if you think about it, who when they look at current events, it's so overwhelming. There's so many wars. There's so many political games going on. There's so many factions and fights between parties. There's so much legislation that doesn't get through because there was a, you know, because they couldn't get to a vote. And you just read that stuff, and many people will go overwhelmed. I'm out, and they just disengage.
Yeah.
Similarly with the gospel. There are many people who, because of the confusion of it, you add all kinds of legalistic rules and human standards and you know, judgments and causes and, you know, tradition, and you just keep adding, and people get overwhelmed. They say, I can't keep up. Am I doing good enough? I don't have assurance. It's all about me, but I'm falling short. Am I supposed to have a certain emotion
yeah.
that shows I'm a Christian? Mm-hmm. And it gets so messed up in their head that they go, you know what, I'm out. I'm just going to hope I'm saved and live my life and mm-hmm. hunker down and get on through, and maybe God will take me to heaven.
Yeah.
Man, that is not the way the Lord wants us to live. Mm-hmm. And but that's the result of adding to the gospel. Mm. So we're praying this summer that does not happen.
Yeah.
That God will help us in the power of the Spirit and the word of God through Galatians to understand the basis, the ground of our salvation in righteousness with God is the cross of Christ and his righteousness. He has achieved it, and he grants it to us by faith. And then the power that comes from living with the Holy Spirit in us, bearing the fruit that comes from freedom in Christ. So
Yeah.
That's the hope and prayer for the
okay.
summer.
Yeah. So we'll spend the summer into August going through Galatians before we get back into Acts. And then this Wednesday night starts a summer study that you're leading.
Yeah. We're going to do 4 weeks on growing in love for God. There are going to be some similar themes between Galatians and what we're doing. It's not a study of Galatians, and it's not really an extension of the study of Galatians. But what it is the fruit of some reading, some in the Puritans and some other reading that I've been doing the past few months, that gets at what does it mean to love God with all of our hearts? Mm. And what makes up a human heart? And how is a human heart to grow in love for Christ and love for God? And other themes like what does it mean to be like Christ in His love for the Father? Hmm. And so those are we're gonna drill down on that. Here's a connection to Galatians to maybe whet people's appetite. You know, to love the Lord your God with all of your heart is a law, like it's a command.
Yeah.
So how then is it a part of our lives as people who are saved by grace? And so I'm gonna make the case that not me, but the Bible makes the case that loving God is not something that you don't have to do. It's like, oh, you don't have to love God. Why? Because that's the law. No. It does. The law does. The law of God, the command of God to love God with all of our heart, does expose the fact that we don't do it. Mm-hmm. But then we are redeemed. We are regenerated by the Holy Spirit, redeemed by the blood of Christ, to now, from a new heart, love God. Mm. Not as a law to keep to be saved,
yeah,
but as a fruit of a life that is transformed by Christ. And with a new heart, then loving God. So there is a Galatians connection in that we're not trying to, you know, pump up a works righteousness. We're trying to say, what's the fruit of the new heart that we've been given by the Spirit? It's to love God from that heart and to cultivate that love of God from the heart. So that's going to be 4 weeks we plan.
yeah.
And this is one of those I'm writing as I go.
Yeah.
I don't have all 4 weeks written out yet. I'm okay. writing as I go.
Yeah.
But that's the general idea.
Okay, good. Well, that's this Wednesday night. It starts 6:30, I think?
It starts at 6.
Oh, 6, sorry.
When do you start? The youth? You're at 6 o'clock.
Wednesday nights, we start at 6 as well.
So this will start at 6 or a few minutes after for those who are going to be dropping kids off at the park.
Okay.
They can get right back to the church. It's just down the street.
Yep.
And we'll start a few minutes after 6, and we'll go for 4 weeks starting this week.
Okay. Well, we hope to see you then.
All right. Thanks.